is a Bramble Jam podcast.
Hi, I'm Bran. I'm happy to be here again. And I love Hallmark Christmas movies. Dun-dun-dun-dun.
Hey, it's Panda. I like to be here.
It's and quarter I after one. I said a minute.
And I like Hallmark movies.
Hello, it's Dan. How are you? I hope you're doing fine. I despise all these movies. I hate it for you too. Good morning, Dan. It's me.
And this is the Deck the Hallmark Podcast.
At some point, I was trying to find a word that rhymed in my head, and so I ended up with, good morning, Dan, it's me.
That's a lot for Austin.
You know, you started with your own original, and then I flipped it over to We Work Real Hard in the Chocolate Factory from VeggieTales.
That's right.
We work so hard in the chocolate factory.
We start at 8, and we don't get lunch till 3.
That's a lot for a Monday. So kudos to me.
Coming in hot.
Man, but it's Thanksgiving week.
It's the week where we all take it easy around
the home. Yeah, next week's the real humdinger.
And then
just
Sunday
you'll be sick
comes
of
in and it's a reckoning.
That's right. Here's the thing, everybody. You might be traveling this week. You might be going to see some family. Maybe you didn't go last year. You're excited to get Thanksgiving with your family this year. And you're like, man, what do I do all week? I'll tell you what to do. Just download the Deck the Hallmark episodes, get in your car, you're driving, you're listening to Deck the Hallmark.
I mean, come on.
We are really great companions.
We're super bingeable.
We're bingeable. We're bingeable boys.
Yeah.
Case of the bingeable boys.
What? Is that like an Encyclopedia Brown?
Yes. It's like Benjamin Button, but for the bingeable boys. Curious Case of the bingeable boys.
Okay. There it is. Curious Case. I was about to say, how does that have anything to do with Benjamin Button aside from bingeable sounds like Benjamin, but then Curious Case brought it home for me.
It always does. Yeah. Hey, guys.
Yeah. Yeah, Trace?
I want to know really quickly your thoughts on Universal Yums and how it's changed your life.
Oh, my goodness. It's the best snack gift that you can buy this holiday season.
Uh-huh.
Everybody on your list, the picky dad, the curmudgeonly grandpa.
What do you have here?
The kid who's tough to please.
I don't like toys.
Doesn't matter who it is. A box of snacks that they cannot buy in the stores here is what they want. Now, this kid does not like toys.
He doesn't like toys.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
He loves snack boxes, boy.
Snack boxes.
That's right. And if you sign up for a subscription of, I think it's 6 to 12 months, you can get $30, up to $30 off by going to UniversalYums.com using the promo code Hallmark. They're the official snack of season 4.
Season 4, can you believe it?
Unbelievable.
Indescribable. Uncontainable.
Guys, I was downtown in downtown Greenville.
Yeah, Greenville.
And the town is just a buzzing. But
The
tree is up.
Oh my goodness.
And I was walking by M. Judson. We were having an event December 1st. If you're in Greenville, come on by. Cocktails and conversations with the boys. But the Christmas tree is up in front of M. Judson's. It's looking wonderful. It's just a good time to be in Greenville.
Yeah, good vibes.
It really is good vibes. Greenville vibes.
Hey, Greenville is going to come in on my all the feels this week. I'm just letting you know ahead of time.
Wow.
See if you can put it together.
This week?
Today.
Okay.
This episode.
I can't wait. Well, I guess we should just dive into it.
We should dive in.
We're talking about Nantucket Noel.
I believe it's non-tucket.
Why?
I don't know.
Why do you think that?
I just think it is. I think that's how you say it if you're from up there. Non-tucket.
They say non-tucket?
Yeah.
Is this like a Barcelona situation?
Go for it. See what happens.
All right. Nantucket Noel originally aired on November 19th, 2021, and it went a little something like this. The movie kicks off letting us know there are 8 days until Christmas. That classic Christmas countdown that everyone gets pumped for. Annie and his daughter, Wink, are spending Christmas with his dad and Nantucket.
Nantucket.
He's recently divorced and really loves to work.
My jammies. Nantucket jammies.
My Nantucket jammies.
In Nantucket, we meet Christina. who really likes mermaids. Christina trips and falls on the rotten old dock, and luckily Andy's there with big ol' arms to catch her as she falls. Wink wastes no time getting into trouble trying to steal a mermaid toy from Christina. Christina catches her and lets her go as long as she helps around the holidays. You know how you always want little thief kids to be helping you around the holiday season. It turns out Annie's dad basically bought all of Nantucket, from what I gather, and is kicking all of the tenants out. They all got they're all being tough about it. He's going to rebuild the dock brick by brick and make bigger, better than ever, and Christina isn't having it. She likes things the way that they are. She's really mad at Andy's dad and is hurt that good guy Andy may be bad guy Andy. So Wink is helping Christina in the store, and she's complaining about how her dad is too busy for Christmas. So Christina cheers her up with some dancing to Christmas music. That is, until the power cuts off. Bad guy, good guy Andy knows his way around a fuse, and so he's able to get the power back on pretty quickly, and he uses that as a teachable moment for why she should move. She ends up taking him and Wink and Andy to go Christmas tree shopping, and they helps them decorate it. And Andy's dad, Scrooge, is basically who he is, and he finds out he's not happy about the situation. Daddy Scrooge starts throwing money at all these other business owners to get them to leave their storefronts sooner, but Christina's not having it. He then asks Andy to talk to Christina and try to convince her. Instead of convincing her, they flirt, and she talks about her mom and how she's the whole reason she has to shop, and that's why it matters. Now that they've had this serious conversation about life, they can now move on to the important things like gingerbread house competitions. People then start thinking that Christina and Andy are a thing, and so they start giving Christina a hard time, and she's like, oh my gosh, I am not into Andy. I'm not into Andy, everybody. Back up. I'm not into Andy.
Are you into Andy?
No.
Not even in Nantucket?
No, Nantucket. Christina's not in the Anda. To convince everyone that she's not into Andy, she joins him for a s'mores session. Christina talks about her ex, and then they talk about how everybody in town thinks that they're dating, and then they just kiss. Despite in this kiss, both of them seeming to want to be anywhere else besides in this kiss. It's time for the annual snowball, which is not as fun as it sounds. It's a daytime cocktail party. Christina dances with Andy and then apologizes to Scrooge. And Christina's like, hey, I got some good ideas for how I could stay here. And Scrooge is like, listen, no, and also quit seducing my son. It's a real situation. He says, I'm not budging. This decision's final. I don't change my mind. Christina's real sad about this, and so she goes to cry and apologizes to her mom about losing the store and the mermaid painting. After Andy tells his dad about Christina's mom and how that's the reason why she wants to keep the store, dad realizes that me and Christina are more alike than I thought. Maybe we're both doing this. I'm doing this for my late wife. Yeah, she's doing this for her mom. You know what? I think the best course of action here is to retire and let Andy figure this out. So Andy decides, now that he's been given the keys to the city, the best course of action here is to still make Christina move. But to go into a store with her friend Molly. So when they find out around the bonfire that her and Molly are going to be stores, they're all very happy about this. And they all seem to be down with this plan. Christina and Andy then kiss again. And that, my friends, was Nantucket Noel.
We did it.
We did do it.
A lot of the double deckers that are watching live right now are really loving the pronunciation of Nantucket. Good old Nantucket.
Good old Nantucket. Hey, let's take a quick break.
Nantucket Jommy.
Jommies. Let's take a quick break. And
callbacks from the marathon, in case you were one of the few.
And we'll break this movie down more after this break. Or it'll work. Ring, 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 ring.
Ring, 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 ring.
Ring, ring, ring.
Hello?
Hey, it's your doctor.
Hey, doc.
Where you been?
Elsewhere.
What do you mean?
In this economy and COVID?
Do you want to come back?
Yeah.
I'd prefer to do this over the phone if we could.
Are you overwhelmed by the process?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to hang up now. Has that happened to you? I know it has for me. That's why I'm so happy that ZocDoc came a-knocking. They didn't call. They came a-knocking. They said, hey, download the ZocDoc app because ZocDoc has you covered. You can find a primary care physician, a dentist, a dermatologist, a psychiatrist, an eye doctor, or any other specialist. ZocDoc has you covered. No more talking on the phone trying to figure out, oh, am I going to go see Dr. Jammy or Jommy? We got it taken care of. And if you go to ZocDoc.com/Hallmark, you're going to be able to download the ZocDoc app completely free. That's ZocDoc.com/Hallmark. Every month, millions of people have been using ZocDoc. It's very easy to use. I've checked out ZocDoc, gone through the process. It could not be more simple to get you back in to see your doctor or whatever specialist you need. That is ZocDoc.com/Hallmark. That's ZocDoc.com/Hallmark to download the app today. And speaking of simple, man, nothing's more simple than Philo. Philo's just, I get to watch all these Christmas movies without barely even thinking about it. It's unbelievable.
A holiday movie hub.
Hallmark. Hallmark Movie Mysteries. Up. GAC. Lifetime.
Come on.
They got it all and an unlimited DVR for an entire year. They're going to give you 25% off the entire holiday season for 2 months, 25% off. All you got to do is go to philo.tv/DTH. That's philo.tv/DTH to support the title sponsor of season 4. That is philo.tv/DTH. Welcome back.
So you're telling me that the online virtual doctor company came a knocking at your door.
They came a knocking.
ZocDoc came a knocking.
Doc ZocDoc.
So they do
Doctor ZocDoc.
They do door to door sales to keep you from going to the doctor.
They're masked.
Yeah,
and
it's
stuff.
Interesting. Yeah, that's interesting.
They're doctors. Sure.
Mm. Yeah,
you can trust.
I love it. Doc ZocDoc.
Hey, great to see you guys.
Oh,
I'm happy you guys are still sticking around. Let's talk about Nantucket Noel. We have 4 segments to do that. We're going to start with a hot take. I've got really good news. Do you remember last week we talked about how
GQ,
yep.
They moved you up. They've moved you up again.
Wow.
Again. You are now
top 25?
18th.
Whoa.
On the hot take charts.
I could hit number one.
Toddlers everywhere.
Babies
are
can't get enough.
Freaking out about you.
Yeah.
And your hot takes.
Yep.
So
yep.
There's still room for improvement here.
A little bit.
Jerry Springer's number 3.
Okay.
And then Casey and the Sunshine Band number 2.
Mm-hmm.
And then
the whole band.
It's
a hot take.
I know.
Wow.
I know. I thought it was a sellout as well. And then Lil M's number 1. So yep. You do have plenty of room to move up. Let's see what you do today. Nantucket Noel, what'd you think of the movie Panda?
Yeah. So this movie, I did not have high hopes going into.
Okay.
I'm not a huge fan of most of Trevor Donovan's movies. Just personally, he doesn't do it for me personally as an actor. And I am happy to report that my expectations were absolutely met in this movie. And this movie is not good. It's a snoozer. The acting is... It was tricky. It's a tricky
nothing
one.
Nothing tricky about it.
Listen,
bad.
It wasn't good, guys. It felt like everyone was on Xanax in this movie. Everyone was just absolutely bored. I don't think they wanted to be there. The plot is not a very thrilling plot. There's nothing compelling about this. It's not compelling to me to watch people get paid a lot of money to move out of their stores and then be upset about the fact that they're having to move. Like, I get it. Okay, we're all sad. But then people are recouping quite quickly when they're, you know,
recouping?
Money. Yeah.
Recouping?
No, I think they're pumped.
Recouping.
They're recouping.
Recouping.
And they're recuperating.
Hang with Mr. Cooper.
They're recuperating.
They're recuperating.
And so.
Getting better from that sickness.
I'm telling you, like, overall, guys, this movie was difficult for me to get through. It was rough. I had to pause it a couple of times to just get up, stretch.
You do a little stretchy.
Yeah. This was not a good one for me, guys. Sorry.
It's going to be low.
Yeah, it's in my bottom five right now. It's not the worst we've seen this year, but it's not Christmas Treasure, and it's not Coyote Creek.
Yep.
So I would have this probably third worst that I've seen. Yeah.
Well. We went to Nantucket. And I don't want to go back anytime soon. You know what I mean, boys? Here's the thing. I stand by my thoughts from a couple weeks ago, which is movies like this one that could not be more run-of-the-mill Hallmark 2018, where, you know, bad guy comes in and tries to take down the town and stuff. Like, it's just, they don't bring it, first of all. Like, there's so many fun storylines we've gotten this year. This isn't one of them.
What?
But then it also just, there was... Like, I found more chemistry with anything else. it could have been anything in the day. You know, my son and his stick that he was playing with earlier.
You and lunch.
Me and lunch. Not with anyone in this movie, though. I will say, fascinated by our guy, the guy who was the dad in Christmas Treasure.
Yep.
He is a classic C character in these movies.
Yep.
And we talked about how boring he was in Christmas Treasure.
Oh,
and
everybody, my gosh.
He was like, he showed up ready to ball.
Out of bounds.
He was like, let's go, everybody. So range on that guy. He was the highlight of the movie for me.
Which is unbelievable.
One of the worst kisses I've ever seen, times two. And just an all around, not a fun time way to spend your Friday night, unfortunately. So it's too bad. It's also, I don't think it's on the worst for me, but it's down there on the list for sure. And that's too bad. But the good news is, guys, is T-Don's going to GAC.
Yeah.
And so we can go over there whenever we want to see him.
Whenever we want to see a little T-Don.
Whenever we want to see a little T-Don. That's the good news for you, buddy.
Good news.
Next time you want to see T-Don, you know where to find him.
Flip it over to GAC.
I think I'm good for a while.
Call your local cable provider and they will tell you the channel.
Well, actually, GAC has a hotline.
Oh, perfect.
They have a hot, this is true. If you can't find it, call them and they'll help you figure it out. They'll talk it through with you. It's a true story. They have a hotline to help you find their channel.
You think they should put that number in the phone book when they come out?
I think they're doing just fine. Just fine.
Maybe Wilford Brimley could come by and tell everybody how to get GAC. So early in this movie, the girl who works on the wharf says,
sorry guys, I called it a dock. It's a chump.
How dare you? That's what, because you've never been to Nantucket.
I've never been to Nantucket over there on the wall.
Woman that works on the wharf, she says that the legend has it that if you look out from the wharf into the sea and you see a mermaid, then your troubles will fade away. Well, I am in desperate need of a mermaid because this movie is an abomination. I wanted the movie and the wharf to both burn to the ground. I'm sorry. It was very bad. It takes a special kind of movie for me to pull for the big city guy who's wanting to tear the place down. But that's where I was. Team bad grandpa.
Villain that guy was.
He was the worst,
of the meanest people.
One of the worst grandpas on the planet. Doesn't even fake it in front of his kids, grandkids. Mm-hmm. He's like, yeah, we got to tear it down. You're old enough to hear this. You just wink. Get over it. This movie's bad, guys. And if it wasn't for A Christmas Treasure and our boy Pavey and the Coyotes, it would be the worst. I have the same place you do. It's really bad. The chemistry, non-existent. The plot, half-baked at best. It's a really bad movie. It is a definite bottom five for the year dumpster fire. If this doesn't stay in the bottom five, then I hate to see what we've got coming up. I know that we're only technically like 18 movies in out of 41, and so that we got 23 left. I can't imagine a world where this isn't a bottom five movie. I can't imagine a world where this is not a bottom five movie.
This movie's a disaster.
I got to be honest. What last year was as bad as those three movies? Coyote Creek, Christmas Treasure.
There's nothing. That's a murderer's row of just awful.
Yeah. That's a dream team.
I'll say it. I'll go on the record saying this.
Oh, boy.
And maybe this will push me to number one.
Coming in hot.
There's no way you beat
the CCB movie from last year.
If I Only Had Christmas.
If I Only Had Christmas. Not even close to those three in terms of worse.
No, we already talked about this on the Christmas Treasure podcast. I still think If I Only Had Christmas, whichever one it is, I think that one's bad. But that's the only one year's crop that I would say is in this group. That's the only one.
I think those three are worse than last year.
If I Only Had Christmas is just actively just, it is just... Bad.
I said what I said. The three lows that we've had this year are lower than what we've had.
I have no idea.
These three are in any bottom five we've ever.
Yeah, they're bad. They're almost all time bad in terms of Christmas
Treasure
movies.
Is an all timer, and we've already talked about this. It's an all timer. Like, it is an all time bad Christmas movie.
I have no idea what Candace's movie is called or what it's about this year.
I don't either.
No idea.
Which is wild. I know it's co-stars like one of the Fuller House dudes.
God.
Yeah, that's what we need.
It co-stars Kevin Arnold's brother. It's the reunion we've all been waiting for.
It's going to be wild out there.
It's time for All the Feels part of the show. We talk about one of this movie games, Feels. Panda?
Guys, I hate to say it. I don't think I got a single feel from this entire one. The moments that were supposed to really hit me about the mermaid and the beach and, you know, I felt nothing. I felt literally nothing in this movie. I was really happy when it was over. I remember being gobsmacked by the fact that somebody would name their kid Wink.
It's not her actual
name. That's not a real name.
But yeah, I know it's Winifred, but the fact that you would still shorten it to Wink is
I gotta be honest. Wild. One of my, and I don't know if it's a wait what or not, I felt like they were saying the word Wink a lot in this
They
movie.
Said it a lot.
Like any other person in the movie, they introduce you to the character and they don't say the name of the character mm-hmm. every time somebody talks to him. But with Wink, every time they talk to Wink,
well,
they're
that's
like,
Wink.
Hey, Wink.
That's Wink for
you.
Wanna
do the Wink, 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 Wink. Like it seemed like it was a high number of Wink usages.
I mean, I like beach bonfires a good bit. Dan?
There's a festival of trees in this movie, and it's not a super successful festival of trees, but the idea of having all these trees decorated different ways is a cool idea, and the reason I think it's a cool idea is because downtown in, that Greenville, at the Hyatt Hotel, they have a two-story festival of trees.
It's one of my favorites.
And it is one of the best traditions. Main Street, you get the Killen's ice cream, you go in there, you go to the Hyatt, you can, it's free. It doesn't cost any money.
You can get a little peppermint mocha.
I mean, right around the corner. And it's, I mean, there's got to be 50, 100 trees in there. It's a lot of trees. They're all decorated to the nines.
Some of them are just straight trash.
It is.
Like kids did it. I mean, because they did.
But it's wonderful. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Christmassy as it gets. High recommend. And it made me think of how happy I was to be in our city. Yeah, that Greenville.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You said it, pal. You said it, pal.
You know, I'm here for it.
Are we judges for that?
I don't know. I have no idea. You're the one that knows this stuff. You keep asking me.
Be pretty fun.
It would be fun.
Maybe we should do it even if they don't ask us.
Yeah, just come by and announce it.
Yeah.
Set up a podium and a lectern with a mic.
Hey, everybody! I've got good new hearty-hearty.
Good new hearty-hearty is what you said. You pronounced none of those words correctly. It's a real non-type situation.
Let's take a quick break.
I've got good new hearty-hearty. What did you say?
I've got good news. Hear-he-hear-he.
Hear ye, hear ye.
No, hear he.
Hear he.
He.
Hear he.
This guy.
Hear he.
This guy. Hear me. What I'm trying to say, everybody.
I love it.
He. Sheesh. Who? I. Not you. Me. He.
You're doing your own who's on first bit, but only the pronouns.
You know. Who's telling you? Is it ye? No, it's he. It's me. Take a quick break. We'll be right back. Let's just breathe for a second, boys. Again. 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 Keep up. Wasn't that nice?
Yeah, that was great. I really loved it.
Great.
I have been doing that. Oh, you thank you. I have been breathing, taking some time. Guys, I need to take another second. Dan's destroying the set.
It snapped right off. It's a cheap frame. It snapped off, Bran.
I need to take a second.
Okay.
I need to open up my Calm app. I need to go and just take some time to meditate and to focus on my breathing and maybe even drift off to dreamland. And the good news is that Calm can do all of that. Calm's great.
It really is.
It's
fantastic.
Legitimately love Calm. I'll be honest, boys. After I had my my first kid,
yep.
was the first time that I ever had a panic attack. Mm. The first few days, we were just exhausted.
They just sent
a panic attack. Yes, and I'm like, well, okay, now we're here. Chest getting tight. I went to lay down on my bed, and I downloaded the Calm app. And it walked me through some meditation, focusing on my breathing, and it helped me immensely. And I've gone back to Calm time and time again. When I can't sleep, I open the Calm app and it walks me through some sleep stuff. It's great. I love Calm. And the good news is Calm is giving our listeners 40% off a Calm premium subscription, which includes hundreds of hours of programming and new content added every single week.
Unbelievable.
All you gotta do is go to calm.com/deck. That is calm.com/deck to get 40% off unlimited access to the entire Calm library. That's calm.com/deck. Welcome back, everybody. We're talking about Nantucket Noel here on Duck the Hallmark. Guys, are you ready to dive into the wait what?
Some of the double-deckers watching live were saying that Godwink Christmas. And I got to be honest, I have forgotten about Godwinks 2 and 3. Godwinks 2 and 3 are as bad as the aforementioned Coyote Creek.
That's right.
Yeah, that's true. And as well
and
as
Swept Up by Christmas last year, guys, was really bad.
They're not in this category. Swept Up by Christmas with Lindy Booth is not in this category.
No, it is not.
There's no world.
It's not even close.
I don't know, guys.
Two Godwinks, though.
Guys, I think you are not remembering.
I don't score it badly.
No, I said it was bad, but it's not this bad. It
is not this bad. You got to say Lindy Booth.
I have to say
Lindy Booth. You got to say Lindy
Contractually obligated.
Yes, at this point I am.
Guys, let's talk about this movie with the Wait What's and the things that, while we were watching it, made us stop and say, what's going on here? And I'm going to start with my good friend Panda. Panda, what are you waiting? What are you waiting?
So in order to explain this first kind of Wait What, I have to mention that one of my favorite characters in Arrested Development only makes an appearance, I think, in like 6 or 7 episodes. His name's Dr. Fishman. And he is the doctor who takes everything overly literal.
Dr. Wordsmith.
Yeah, they call him Dr. Wordsmith.
Dr. Wordsmith.
His name is Dr. Yeah. Yeah. And he's hilarious. Yeah. You always think he's Gang Ray to say something either overly positive or overly negative, and then it turns out to be the exact opposite.
I'm afraid we lost him. And it's he's not dead. He just left.
Literally is gone.
He's going to be all right. And it actually is right hand or his left hand's gone. Like that.
Great. Yeah. Oscar Biddleman, the main bad guy in this.
Yeah.
I think he's doing his best impression of that because there's at least twice where this exact thing happens. He says, you know, I've thought about revitalization, but now I've seen it in person. I realize that's not necessary. And everyone goes, that's great. And he goes, I'm going to tear down the whole dock.
I wrote down, this is the first time I've looked at your property. And now that I've looked at it, I can say unequivocally, it sucks. Yeah. Like I was going to tear it down sight unseen. Like, but now that I'm here, that's the right call.
Yep.
That's the right call, everybody.
Yep, absolutely. And then later, he doubles down on this. And she says, how can you possibly not love this tree and all this stuff? Maybe it's not my place to say that, but how could you not love the tree and everything? Yeah. And he goes, you're right. It's not your point. It's not your place.
That's right.
It's just
got him.
Got him again. I just. It's wild that he does that. It's just
One of the meanest bad guys.
He's one of the meanest. Yeah.
I just couldn't get over that this guy is this mean in front of his granddaughter.
He is
like most meanies
who hasn't. They haven't spent a lot of time together. From what I gather,
like, as soon as your granddaughter comes in, you just like you become nice grandpa. This guy's like no. He's just ripping through everybody, just full capitalism steam ahead.
It's unbelievable.
Did a kid make this town? It's trash.
the girl has the Night Before Christmas in her arms. At one point, Wink falls asleep with Night Before Christmas. Yep. Scene cuts and cuts back to her. And the book has miraculously moved from her arms to the nightstand.
Classic.
It's great. At one point,
real
she
disappearing Kane situation.
It is. It's very similar. At one point, she is upset about moving potentially the toy store next to a notary. And I've got to be honest with you, you couldn't probably have a more ideal next door neighbor, right?
I mean, it's not going to drive a lot of traffic, Panda.
No, but I mean, she goes, a notary.
What are you talking about right now?
No, but think about
if you're in a toy store.
How often do you need a notary?
Why would that be a problem? You want something else that drives traffic to your toy store.
But that whole row had all sorts of buildings up. Like, there were shops literally right across the street and right next door to it. Like, the whole front row. Like, seriously, why wouldn't you want that? No, seriously. Why don't you explain it to me?
Because it is never hard to find a notary.
Ever. You don't want a notary next to you because it's the least amount of traffic of any possible front storefront. The least possible traffic.
I don't think it's an issue if there's a storefront available and there's literally businesses on that storefront. The issue isn't whether or not...
You said I couldn't think of a more convenient.
That's right. You think they're not going to cause issues.
They're not going to cause problems neutral. For you.
You think it's a great neighbor, notary public.
They're not going to cause any issues.
They're not. The type of people that I know that are notaries are the type of people that will, in fact, give you trouble.
I think they're great.
Every notary I've ever lived next door to has been wonderful.
That is something.
I stand by that 100%.
I stand by that.
And I lived next to so many notaries in my day.
Generations and generations of notaries.
They're wonderful. They're great people. They're great people.
If you're a notary,
I hope you guys don't get any further things notarized. I hope no one wants to notarize your stuff.
Everybody's trying to swipe up that, you know, real estate next to the notaries. Oh, they're the best neighbors.
They're
quick.
Wonderful.
Give me that storefront.
I hope next time you need a notary, all of them just say, nope, you get nothing, and you get no notaries in the future.
All right.
Nothing notarized. That's it. And finally, I don't understand.
Guys, I'm sorry to all the notaries out there. I really trashed on notaries.
Yeah, and there's several in the old double-decker group there.
What my point was, notaries have an attention to detail, and I don't want those people that close to me in my life.
I don't think that made things any better. Literally, you couldn't have been worse at that
really,
moment.
Really, notaries, if you think about it, notaries are kind of the worst.
They're the worst, right?
If you really just think about it for a second, they're kind of the worst. Go ahead.
It was hot. That's a hot take. I just want to, finally, why is he even attempting to work on that power box? Like, he's not an official electrician, right? Like, that's not his background.
Not.
Like, that is a dangerous power box.
But they called him Handy Andy.
You're going to kill yourself. And that
you're
is that's
on your
bold.
Tombstone.
That is bold. I was kind of cheering for it. But it would make the movie more interesting.
Guys, I'm not convinced Trevor Donovan's ever hugged a child.
No.
Much less this child, his child. It was the most uncomfortable hug I've ever seen. That guy could not have been more uncomfortable just giving a hug to that child.
It was weird.
I guess I'll hug you, child of mine. At one point, she says, Bittlesman. Sounds like a fake name to me.
I don't know. It's a last name. That's a, like, last names are just kind of like that, aren't they?
Yeah.
Sounds like a fake name to me. The little Wink says, he says to Wink, when did you get so wise? You must have got it from your mom. And Wink says, I think I got it from you. In other words, Mom's a dummy. I didn't get any of my wisdom from my mom because my mom was dumb as rocks. I got it from you, Dad. That's where I got all my wisdom. My mom's dumb. I didn't get it from her. I got it from you. Dan?
This guy is super wealthy, and he has his own personal driver to drive his Volkswagen for him. Super wealthy, has his own personal driver. Volkswagen. Volkswagen's a great car brand. If you got your own driver, you probably got something better than that. There is a movie theater scene in this movie. We don't ever see the inside of the movie theater, but I can tell you it's the weirdest movie theater of all time. And now I kind of think it's genius now that I'm saying it out loud. They sell the tickets inside. They sell the concessions outside at this movie theater. Mm. The woman, the grandma's like, or the step-grandma or whatever, goes, I'll go in and get the tickets. You stay in line for the popcorn. That's wild. That means you can walk up on the street and buy the popcorn and the candy and not go to the movies and pay the exorbitant prices. Tickets are available inside if you'd like them.
That's interesting.
That is, I've never seen that one before. I don't know. I don't think I mind it, but I've never seen it. The biggest issue with this movie, though, is the wharf as it stands is 100% a hazard and should be torn down.
Absolutely.
At one point in this movie, a character steps in a conveniently placed ice patch, which if you can see, it's just this one pile of slush that somehow doesn't melt, and steps through the boards.
Right.
Her foot, she's dainty, she's not that big, she's dainty, crushes all the way through a board that is supposed to be holding up an entire storefront over the ocean.
Yes.
It is time to tear the wharf down.
Well, at one point, doesn't he say that it's literally sinking? Like the structure itself is crumbling.
They say the wharf is literally sinking. And her response to that is, that's part of the wharf's charm. Part of the charm of what we're trying to save here is it could kill us at any minute. That's what makes it charming, guys.
Yeah.
It could kill us. I just don't know. They are at this outdoor event that she has put on, and they're all hanging out with friends, and Trev Don's over there with Wink getting something, and she looks at her friends left and right, and she goes, should we start this thing? And she pulls out a microphone and just starts going. It was a full Robert Goulet. Like, I didn't see it coming.
I loved it.
Like, they're just leaning up against the side of the wharf. She's like, should we start it? Yeah. Oh, here's a mic right here. Let's go ahead and get this thing rolling as soon as we can. I felt like this is the worst possible use of a X number of days till Christmas that I've ever seen in one of these movies.
It served no purpose.
I don't understand. They say that they get a little bit more money if they decide to sell before New Year's, I believe, or Christmas. Why are they putting up there? And then I think one day they miss it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what they did there.
You know,
I don't
know. You know, the 8 days to Christmas countdown?
You guys
all have that calendar?
I don't get it. I don't understand it. But I got to talk about this gingerbread contest. They have a gingerbread house contest in this movie. And for the life of me, I cannot make heads or tails on how it works. Because at one point in the building of it, one of the people that are building a house, it's a family, they're making a house, and it looks like Cookie Monster has taken a bite out of the top of their house. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make any sense at all, and then we never go back to them. But the weird part to me is that there are no less than six competitors. The judges visit two locations and pronounce a winner on the spot.
Yeah.
And the first location is a sleigh, and they're like, yeah, points off for no Mrs. Claus in the sleigh. Why? When does Mrs. Claus ride in the sleigh on Christmas Eve?
That's against the rules.
Never. She doesn't do it.
It's against the rules.
But they take points off. And then they go to the next one and they're like, this is the winner. Those other four people were just here for the fun of it, I guess.
Yeah.
It's a moving target.
Maybe they already visited them.
It doesn't.
Maybe.
It said, let's get to judging. And they go to the first two.
It's not
and
great.
That's it. That's all I got.
So I've been thinking about how awful Dan is about the notary situation because
I think
you're actually right about this.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, awful about it. You said they're the worst.
No.
Okay, you did. I did not. I love notaries. They're wonderful people.
Well, don't try to backtrack now because they're really generous with their time. They're always like, you know what? I'll show up anytime, any day.
I'll notarize that
to notarize that for you. And they're always wanting to help you.
Absolutely.
Because without them,
yep.
What do we have? So, Dan, like, give that some thought.
Yeah, I'll give it
that's some food for thought, pal.
That's on me.
That's some food for thought.
Guys, that's what I'm here for. This is the conversation we've been needing to have.
I'm actually opening a notary store.
Are you?
That's how much I love notaries.
Yeah.
I'm not going to work there.
I'll tell you this. If you open one, I'll start my company right next door.
For sure.
Oh, yeah. I already did it. Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's mine.
I mean, he's not going to leave that money on the table.
No, I'm not.
Prime real estate next to a notary.
Dan, again, don't try to.
Not here.
Don't try to butter up a notary.
Sorry. That's on me.
Don't try to butter them up.
Okay.
It's time for What the Hallmark is Spar Show. We wonder what could have been maybe having some clarity questions that we still have. Panda?
Legitimately, I think they say this at the beginning. I missed it. How old are we saying Wink is?
9.
Sure.
Didn't they say 9?
Okay. To me, she is, interestingly, I don't feel like she has the vibe of a 9-year-old in this movie. She oscillates between, I feel like somebody who's younger with...
just like some of the toys they want to pick out for her. Like they're just trying to, it's just, it's kind of an odd thing. I feel like who she is just kind of interesting. It's just an interesting take what they do with her character. Yeah. I for the record, I thought Wink was maybe the best part of this whole show.
I don't know what they're trying to do with her character. It seemed like a real mess. She's the best part.
Well, there you go.
So one of my favorite C-plot characters, you know, the guy. Yeah. Someone look up his name because he's in all these movies.
Yeah. Trying to start that new theater troupe.
Yeah. Well, they're inside of a restaurant, I believe. And the scene starts with him just saying, and so then I said, I don't know about that. And that's all that we get of that story. And so I would just like to know, what does he not know about?
Seems Daniel Bacon.
Daniel Bacon, my guy.
I love it.
Shout out to Daniel Bacon. What are you not knowing about, pal? I don't know about that. That's all I got.
Yeah. I've got two. One is, and this is just a legit question, and the answer may be yes. I have no idea. They say that the holidays are busy for electricians because of Christmas light mishaps. Is that a thing? You think that's a thing? Where, like, electricians, like, their hours go up because of... all the lights on people. Like, I've never heard
you
of that.
You said it. So,
yeah, no. When you think about, like, probably overloading the old breaker box.
The old breaker box, all in one pluck.
Yeah, probably just a doing circuit.
That doesn't take, I mean, you just flip it back on.
I mean, but a lot of people might just not know what to do.
Wow. Okay. Good to know. Thank you for clearing that up.
Fire hazards.
Appreciate
with the
that.
Lights.
Yeah. Good.
Big light issues.
The next one is this ex-wife of Trevor Donovan's, like, what is she? He seems to be, by and large, before this movie, a deadbeat father. But everything she says about him, she says with the biggest smile on her face. And it's just a very weird, like, I don't understand. She's like, hey, I hope your dad spends time with you. Like, she says terrible things, but says it with this smile on her face. And then when she talks to her on the phone, I don't understand the character. Like, they seem to have the most amicable relationship between the two of them having been divorced. And she seems happy about the fact that he's a workaholic that doesn't care about his daughter. And there's never any nuance in it at all. And I want to know how that was written, if that was just a choice or what was going on there.
It is a choice. It is a choice.
Go to
Nantucket. Like, I'm sure it'll be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll be fine. Hope for the best.
He'll keep an eye on it.
He'll figure it out. Oh, we did it, everybody. Congratulations. Nantucket
Noel.
In the box. And in the maybe future book, if everybody just buys an Albion for Christmas, maybe we'll get another edition.
Get that sequel money.
That's exactly right. We're going to be back tomorrow, and I don't think you're going to want to miss it. Mm. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Maybe a special guest.
Maybe.
You never know. This week has the potential to be quite a week.
Maybe an unexpected guest.
Ooh.
Yeah, see?
I did. Mm. No, I'm here for it.
Yeah. What's the name of that movie?
And I believe in unexpected.
No, Christmas. No. The movie we're reviewing tomorrow.
I don't know. Every Christmas together with you is a great one. Christmas no, for you together.
It is
a very Christmas.
A Christmas together with you.
A very Brady Christmas.
Very Brady Christmas. Until then, may we be the first to wish you a
Merry Christmas.
Deck the Hallmarks of Bramble Jam podcast. It's presented by Philo TV. It's produced by Brandon Gray and recorded live in, Greenville, South Carolina. Set decor is by Plum at Haywood Mall. For more information on Deck the Hallmark, you can go to deckthehallmark.com. For more information on Bramble Jam Podcast Network, you can go to bramblejampodcast.com.
You're about to hear some ads that help keep the lights on here at the studio. Feel free to listen. Feel free to turn it off, whatever you want to. But either way, thanks so much for your support.